Jean Lemann and Toffle Musique playing Henry Purcell's King Arthur Overture to start off our Thursday morning of music. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. It's nice outside, it's only 72, still on the way up to only 82 for this afternoon with calm northern winds. Next we have John Field and Franz Schubert, but next by Carl Stamitz, a bassoon quartet in F major now on KPR. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio from KU. A little bassoon quartet in F by Carl Stamitz on KPR. Laszlo Hara, bassoonist with the Tatrai Quartet. Next, a very rippling, peaceful nocturne, a night piece by John Field, and then Schubert's Symphony No. 5, and we have a couple of free tickets to give away to the Kansas City Baroque Consortium concert that'll be this Friday. Listen for your chance to win after we hear a Handel aria from The Messiah next hour. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, KansasPublicRadio.org. Well, it's like a night at Red Lobster gone horribly wrong tomorrow at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. We've got two Roger Corman specials, Attack of the Crab Monsters, in which monster crabs chow down on slow-moving humans, and Swamp Women, which is just what the title says. It's at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Details at KansasPublicRadio.org. An Irish nocturne. Well, the composer John Field was Irish. That was his 11th nocturne, played by John O'Connor. Next, we'll hear a classic, Bruno Walter's Columbia Symphony Orchestra, playing Schubert here on KPR. And in an hour, we'll start listening to Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. It's next Wednesday. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation, from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org. Here is Symphony No. 5 in B-flat. It's Franz Schubert now on Kansas Public Radio. One of the symphonies of Franz Schubert, that was No. 5, Schubert's 5th, played by Bruno Walter's Columbia Symphony Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Here's a little bolero for violin and piano.
844-464-3353. Sorry to make you use your phone even more. Join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
That'll be 10 p.m. tonight on KPR2 for The Middle at the RNC. This is KPR from KU. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. KansasPublicRadio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will, and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society, a bequest, can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. A lovely tune by Maurice Ravel, The Minuet Antique, right after the news in just a few minutes here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Sponsoring Pride events. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 15 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Pierre Boulez directing the Cleveland Orchestra. Minuet Antique by Maurice Ravel. We'll hear Corelli Concerto Grosso No. 8, and then an aria from The Messiah, and there will be arias by Handel and Vivaldi on the Kansas City Baroque Consortium concert that will be this Friday night in Kansas City at the beautiful Stone Historic Country Club, United Methodist Church, that's just a few blocks south of Luce Park in Kansas City, Missouri. For information about their concert, you can check out kcbaroque.org. And stay tuned. We're going to have two ticket giveaways today between now and 3 o'clock for this concert. And the next one, or the first one's coming up soon. It'll be after we hear one of the Messiah arias. But next we'll have Corelli, his Concerto Grosso No. 8 in G minor. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lovegrass Music Festival. Lovegrass is a nonprofit music festival at Wilson Lake near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public, it's August 8th through the 10th. More about this at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Here's the Corelli, played by a group called Stratos on KPR. The group Stratos playing Arcangelo Corelli's Concerto Grosso No. 8 in G minor. Here on KPR, we're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Hidden gems by women composers are on this week's new Classics Live. The Navo Trio, oboe, violin, and piano, play three pieces by Anna Bonn, Annie Guzzo, and Dorothy Howell. Join us tonight at 7 on KPR's Classics Live to hear this captivating chamber music. The Kansas City Baroque Consortium is having a concert this Friday night. If you're free and able to go to Kansas City, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets in about 5 minutes. So if you're driving, plan on being pulled over in about 5 minutes. And if you want to go ahead and have the phone number at the ready, we'll tell you what to do with it in about 5 minutes. But just to plan ahead, it's 888-577-5268. So we'll have the ticket giveaway after we hear this Handel aria, and there will be Handel arias on the program of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. It's a concert coming up Friday night at 7:30 at Country Club, United Methodist Church. Something from The Messiah now, sung by Welsh baritone Bryn Terfel on KPR.
Never, and why do the people imagine a vain thing, imagine a vain thing, and why do the people imagine a vain thing?
An aria from The Messiah by George Frederick Handel. That was Bryn Terfel singing. And there'll be Handel and Vivaldi and Bach arias with the Kansas City Baroque Consortium this Friday night when they feature Hannah DePriest, lyric soprano. Recently she was a finalist in the London Handel aria competition. So she's worked with the Boston Early Music Festival. And she's from here. She's now based in Chicago, but she grew up in St. Joseph and graduated from William Jewell College. If you'd like to hear her sing, tickets are still available for the kcbaroque.org concert this Friday, 7:30 p.m. at Country Club, United Methodist Church in KCMO, which is just a few blocks south of Luce Park. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets to go to this, just give us a call right now at 888-577-5268. We'll take the fifth caller. Let's hear music by Prokofiev now. the Piano Concerto No. 3. It's Marta Argerich at the piano on KPR for some Prokofiev. Marta Argerich with the Berlin Philharmonic led by Claudio Abbado for the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Prokofiev here on Kansas Public Radio. After the news, well, looks like a little bit of drinking is going on. The procession of Bacchus, the god of wine, and then Johann Strauss Jr.'s Wine, Women, and Song. Also some table music by Telemann. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Stonebeck Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and info at stonebeckappliance.com, where we've got your back. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, they're all KPR.
Live from NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And now the Procession of Bacchus from the show Sylvia by Leo Delib on KPR. The Procession of Bacchus from Sylvia by Delib, Eric Kunzel in the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. And we'll segue from that to Wine, Women, and Song. Before we hear Icarus for orchestra and then some table music by Telemann. Support for all this classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at Eagles Rest, naturalhome.com. The Berlin Soloists now with Philip Moll playing the harmonium, the Wine, Women, and Song waltzes by Strauss on KPR. A salon orchestra called the Berlin Soloists, featuring Philip Moll playing the harmonium, Wine, Women, and Song by Johann Strauss Jr. We'll go from Wine, Women, and Song to Icarus, and then to some table music, music that Telemann wrote as good dinner music, or lunch music, as the case may be. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, kansaspublicradio.org. Giant crustaceans take over a remote island tomorrow night at KPR's next cinema, A Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for a Roger Corman double feature, Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. The show starts at 7 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Let's learn a little bit before we listen to Icarus next on KPR. It's by Benedict Bryden, and it started out as a composition as a nonet for 9 solo instruments, but then it grew into a fully orchestrated piece, And on one hand, it tells the classic story of Icarus, who ignored the warnings of his father and he flew too close to the sun. And on the other hand, it pays homage to the inventiveness of the human spirit and embraces mankind's ability through the creation of complicated machines to achieve more than our mortal bodies would allow. A descriptive piece describing Icarus getting ready to fly. That was Icarus for Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Robert Ian Winston directing the Kiev Philharmonic Orchestra. Benedict Brydern's Icarus for Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's about 11:32. Let's hear some table music. Georg-Philippe Telemann's Tafelmusik 3 Overture, scored for two oboes and strings, played by the Orchestra of the Golden Age on KPR. For two oboes, strings, and etc. by Georg-Philippe Telemann from his Tafelmusik or Table Music, Third Suite, the Orchestra of the Golden Age. It's about a minute before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in with noon news. And after Stardate, he's got lots more classical music. We'll hear a guitar concerto by Herbert Chappell, Bill Alwyn's trio for flute, cello, and piano, and Handel, a concerto grosso, number 2 in B-flat, plus such beloved pieces as Vivaldiana and the Ruslan and Ludmilla Overture, plus Schumann's second piano trio. That's all ahead in the next 3 hours as Jeff Watson brings you more classical music, and he'll have a ticket giveaway as well for another pair of tickets to give away for the Kansas City Baroque Consortium concert this Friday night in Kansas City. You can get the scoop on the event at kcbaroque.org. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence so far. It should be about the high for today. Tonight, clear and 60, and tomorrow should be sunny with the high of 84 degrees.
444-464-3353. Sorry to make you use your phone even more. Join us next time on The Middle, Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
That'll be tonight at 10 o'clock on KPR2. It's 12 noon. Good afternoon. We are KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. After the Harvest, kc.org. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. This is KPR, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live.